Welcome to the New York Breeze, the podcast where you can listen in English and Japanese about life in New York City in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. I'm Chris in New York, and my co-host in Japan is Shoko.
Chris-san, yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Shoko ga nihongo de otetsudai shimasu.
Today's topics, street parking, alternate side parking rules, and congestion pricing.
今日のトピックは、路上駐車、片側駐車規制、そしてCongestion pricing です。
Especially congestion pricing, it's a hot-button topic right now in NYC. Ask any New Yorker who drives about street parking and alternate side parking, and you're guaranteed to get a passionate response.
特に congestion pricing は、まさにニューヨークで激論を起こしうるトピックです。車を運転するニューヨーカーに、これらの話題について聞いてみてください。熱を帯びた返事が返ってくることは間違いありません。
Street parking in NYC. Driving a car in New York City is famous for being tough. It's nerve-wracking. But actually, driving around is pretty easy here, once you get the hang of it. Finding parking, however, yo, that's the worst.
ニューヨークで車を運転することは、コツさえつかめばそれほど大変ではないのですね。これに対して駐車スペースを探すことはもう最悪なのですね。
Imagine the situation. The street is already filled with cars, and a driver needs to circle around block by block to find a spot. It's a big deal.Someone once said, people looking for parking is half of city traffic.
すでに車で埋まっている通りを少しでも空いている場所はないかと、ドライバーはブロックを一つ一つ見て回るのですね。ニューヨークの交通量の半分は駐車場所を探す車だと言った人もいます。
The comedian from New York, Jerry Seinfeld, famously quipped,Everybody in New York City knows there's way more cars than parking spaces. You see cars driving in New York all hours of the night. It's like musical chairs, except everybody sat down around 1964.
コメディアンのジェリー・サインフェルドはうまいことを言いました。ニューヨークにいる誰もが駐車スペースよりも車の方が多いと分かっている。ここでは一晩中駐車スペースを探して走っている車を目にするよ。まるで椅子取りゲームだ。ただし1964年頃から誰も動こうとしないのだけれどね。誰も動かない椅子取りゲームで座る場所を見つけるのは至難の業じゃないですか。この言葉が多くのニューヨーカーの共感を得て名言になっているのですね。駐車スペースを見つけるのがどれだけ大変なのかが分かります。
How we park our cars in New York City. When it comes to parking, you gotta parallel park. For American drivers, this is daunting. It's like an advanced move.To give some perspective, the parallel parking maneuver is the number one reason why new drivers fail their road test. For suburban and country drivers, they almost never have to parallel park. They use parking lots and live in places that have way more room to maneuver. But in the city, sometimes you gotta squeeze into a space with only a couple of inches between cars. Sometimes you'll park with enough space and then later come back to your car to find there'sBarely any room to get out. That gets people tight. I'll upload a few pics so you can see what I mean.
パラレルパーク、つまり縦列駐車は、運転免許を取るときに縦列駐車で落とされる人が最も多いことからも、高度な技術だとわかりますが、ニューヨークでは縦列駐車ができないと困るのですね。郊外に住んでいるドライバーは縦列駐車をする必要はありません。駐車場があるし、ずっと余裕のある場所で生活していますから。でもニューヨークでは時には数インチしか余裕がないところに押し入らなければならないし、 十分スペースがあるところに駐車したのに、戻ってきたら出るのがほとんど不可能になっていた、なんていうこともあります。
Alt Sides Parking Rules at NYC ASP. You've probably never heard of it and wouldn't know where to begin if you landed in New York and rented a car. Here's the Twitter handle to give you a better idea of it. At NYC ASP. Here's the official explanation. Many streets in New York have alternate side regulations, which allow for street cleaning. Most alternate side parking signs are clearly marked with signs featuring a P crossed by a broom. For example, no parking on this side of the street from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. The city suspends alternate side parking rules on the legal and religious holidays and makes emergency suspensions because of severe weather or other emergencies.
この言葉は初めて聞きました。ウェブサイトの写真の標識では、P の文字に禁止を表す斜線が入っています。この斜線部分がほうきになっていて可愛らしいのですが、道路の清掃車が来るため、その標識のある側は一時的に駐車禁止になることを意味します。例えばこの標識だと、月曜日と木曜日は午前10時から11時半は道路のこちら側は駐車禁止という意味です。道路の反対側は火曜日と金曜日が駐車禁止というように、alternate size 交互に起こる側のというわけなのですね。でもここで疑問が湧いてきます。普段駐車している場所が使えない場合、人々はどう対処しているのでしょう。クリスさんに聞いてみましょう。
People just wait in their cars, saving a space until the street sweeper comes. When the sweeper comes up, people quickly move their cars out of the way and then back into place. Some neighborhoods are very territorial with their parking. I'll try and get you a photo of this. You will see a whole line of cars double parked. A lot of people read the newspaper or iPad, or maybe clean their cars while waiting. Others take a nap. As long as you're in your car, then you won't get a ticket.
新聞や iPad を読んで車の中で待機していて、清掃車が来たら素早く車を動かすのですね。車に乗っている限りは違反にはならないので、居眠りをしてしまう人もいるようですね。誰もがこの規則に従っているのですね。我慢強いですよね。でもこの規則は法定休日、宗教関係の祝日、そしてひどい天候やその他の緊急事態により結構頻繁に解除になります。そこでツイッターハンドル @NYCASP がとても役立つのですね。今どこどこの道路は駐車できるとすぐに知ることができるのです。
Paid parking, parking meters, and garages.A lot of people have a parking garage in the basement of their co-op or condo. Some townhouses have indoor one or two car garages. There are entire buildings that are parking garages, which are expensive. The cheapest being around $400 a month.
住宅用駐車場はコープやコンドミニアムでは大抵地下にあります。タウンハウスでは屋内にある場合もあります。建物全体がすべて駐車場になっている場合は、安くても月400ドルはかかります。
Unlike LA, valet parking is uncommon here. If you park overnight in a garage, it'll easily set you back $50 or more. If you decide to park in a garage, this is how you do it. First, you pull up to the entrance. You leave the car with the keys in the ignition. The attendant comes to sign you in.The attendant is going to ask, when are you coming back? Your best bet is to just tell them a time, like tomorrow 9 a.m. The reason they ask is that they're shuffling the cars around inside the garage, and they'll put your car somewhere in the garage based on where they think they can more easily get it out. As you're telling them when you'll come back, they'll hand you a claim check. It's a piece of paper with a serial number and the address of the garage. Then that's it. come back later with that piece of paper. When you do come back for your car or your rental, it's nice to give the attendant a little tip when they bring up your car for you. Maybe $5? $5 should do the trick.
LA とは違い、ここではバレットパーキングは一般的ではなく、一晩軽く50ドルはかかります。一応やり方を言っておきます。キーはつけたままで入り口に車をつけ、係の人にいつ戻るか伝えます。明日の9時のように時間を言うのが確実です。というのも係の人は車がすぐに出るように絶えず場所を移動させているからです。
Parking meters. During the daytime and early evening, if you street park, there might be a meter. You can see the picture I uploaded. Meters charge by the hour, but you can choose how much to pay in 15-minute increments. Hourly parking rates for passenger parking range from $1.25 to $7.50, depending on the location. Parking around Times Square, Rockefeller Center, Tribeca, and the Financial District are typically more expensive.
日中や夕方に路上駐車をすると、パーキングメーターを使うことになるでしょう。15分単位で払うこともできます。駐車料金は場所によります。1時間1ドル25セントから7ドル50セント。タイムズスクエアやロックフェラーセンター、トライベッカや金融街ではずっと高くなります。
Parking tickets, the bane of every city driver's existence. Right now, the price of a parking ticket is $65. If you park in front of a fire hydrant, then it's $115. If you park in a no parking anytime zone, they will tow your car. If you already have, I think it's 3 unpaid parking tickets, then the car gets booted and towed. The costs associated with unbooting,paying for the tow, and storage fees at the NYPD tow pound usually racks up to around $500. Yep, car ownership in the city is a pretty penny.
現在、違反チケットの罰金は65ドルです。消火栓の前に駐車すれば115ドル、駐車禁止区域に停めれば牽引されます。この場合、NYPD への保管料を合わせると、500ドルくらいにはなるでしょう。ニューヨークで車を所有するのは本当にお金がかかります。
Too many cars. Congestion pricing. Lately, the city and state politicians have been debating over congestion pricing. I put a link to a news story to give you more info. To give you an idea of how bad the traffic problem is, they're calling this proposal Fix NYC.Congestion pricing would impose a surcharge on cars entering certain parts of Manhattan. They have it in London and Singapore. Mayor Bill de Blasio said at a recent news conference he likes the idea of getting more cars off the streets, but there are serious fairness issues when it comes to congestion pricing.
ここのところ、市と州の政治家がコンジェスチョンプライシングについて議論しています。コンジェスチョンプライシングはロンドンやシンガポールで実施されている制度で、渋滞の激しいマンハッタンの中心部を通る車から料金を徴収するというものです。ビル・デブラシオ市長は、渋滞緩和は必要だが、コンジェスチョンプライシングについては、フェアネスイシュー、つまり公正ではない行為が見られると述べました。
All of the rideshare startups like Uber and Lyft are choking our streets. But for commuters coming from the suburbs of New Jersey, Westchester, and Long Island, they don't want to pay more money because they already pay tolls on bridges and tunnels to enter Manhattan. And on top of that, they pay for parking a lot of times. We might see a congestion pricing law come into effect real soon. Stay tuned.We'll leave you with a couple quotes. This one by Will Rogers. Politics is not worrying this country one-tenth as much as where to find a parking space. Family, a social unit where the father is concerned with parking space, the children with outer space, and the mother with closet space. On that note, drive safe, be safe, and thanks for listening.
それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
Today's topics, street parking, alternate side parking rules, and congestion pricing. Especially congestion pricing, it's a hot button topic right now in NYC. Ask any New Yorker who drives about street parking and alternate side parking, and you're guaranteed to get a passionate response. Street parking in NYC. Driving a car in New York City is famous for being tough. It's nerve-wracking. But actually, driving around is pretty easy here, once you get the hang of it. Finding parking, however, yo, that's the worst. Imagine the situation. The street is already filled with cars, and a driver needs to circle around block by block to find a spot. It's a big deal. Someone once said, people looking for parking is half of city traffic. The comedian from New York, Jerry Seinfeld, famously quipped, everybody in New York City knows there's way more cars than parking spaces. You see cars driving in New York all hours of the night. It's like musical chairs, except everybody sat down around 1964. How we park our cars in New York City. When it comes to parking, you gotta parallel park. For American drivers, this is daunting. It's like an advanced move. To give some perspective, the parallel parking maneuver is the number one reason why new drivers fail their road test. For suburban and country drivers, they almost never have to parallel park. They use parking lots and live in places that have way more room to maneuver. But in the city, sometimes you gotta squeeze into a space with only a couple of inches between cars. Sometimes you'll park with enough space and then later come back to your car to find there's barely any room to get out. That gets people tight. I'll upload a few pics so you can see what I mean. Alt sides parking rules at NYC ASP. You've probably never heard of it and wouldn't know where to begin if you landed in New York and rented a car. Here's the Twitter handle to give you a better idea of it. At NYC ASP. Here's the official explanation. Many streets in New York have alternate side regulations, which allow for street cleaning. Most alternate side parking signs are clearly marked with signs featuring a P crossed by a broom. For example, no parking on this side of the street from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. The city suspends alternate side parking rules on the legal and religious holidays and makes emergency suspensions because of severe weather or other emergencies. Paid parking, parking meters, and garages. A lot of people have a parking garage in the basement of their co-op or condo. Some townhouses have indoor one or two car garages. There are entire buildings that are parking garages, which are expensive, the cheapest being around $400 a month. Unlike LA, valet parking is uncommon here. If you park overnight in a garage, it'll easily set you back $50 or more. If you decide to park in a garage, this is how you do it. First, you pull up to the entrance. You leave the car with the keys in the ignition. The attendant comes to sign you in. The attendant is going to ask, when are you coming back? Your best bet is to just tell them a time, like tomorrow 9 a.m. The reason they ask is that they're shuffling the cars around inside the garage, and they'll put your car somewhere in the garage based on where they think they can more easily get it out. As you're telling them when you'll come back, they'll hand you a claim check. It's a piece of paper with a serial number and the address of the garage. Then that's it. Come back later with that piece of paper. When you do come back for your car or your rental, It's nice to give the attendant a little tip when they bring up your car for you. Maybe $5? $5 should do the trick. Parking meters. During the daytime and early evening, if you street park, there might be a meter. You can see the picture I uploaded. Meters charge by the hour, but you can choose how much to pay in 15-minute increments. Hourly parking rates for passenger parking range from $1.25 to $7.50, depending on the location. Parking around Times Square, Rockefeller Center, Tribeca, and the Financial District are typically more expensive. Parking tickets, the bane of every city driver's existence. Right now, the price of a parking ticket is $65. If you park in front of a fire hydrant, then it's $115. If you park in a no parking anytime zone, they will tow your car. If you already have, I think it's 3 unpaid parking tickets, then the car gets booted and towed. The costs associated with unbooting, paying for the tow, and storage fees at the NYPD tow pound usually racks up to around $500. Yep, car ownership in the city is a pretty penny. Too many cars. Congestion pricing. Lately, the city and state politicians have been debating over congestion pricing. I put a link to a news story to give you more info. To give you an idea of how bad the traffic problem is, they're calling this proposal Fix NYC. Congestion pricing would impose a surcharge on cars entering certain parts of Manhattan. They have it in London and Singapore. Mayor Bill de Blasio said at a recent news conference he likes the idea of getting more cars off the streets, but there are serious fairness issues when it comes to congestion pricing. All of the rideshare startups like Uber and Lyft are choking our streets, but for commuters coming from the suburbs of New Jersey, Westchester, and Long Island, they don't want to pay more money because they already pay tolls on bridges and tunnels to enter Manhattan. And on top of that, they pay for parking a lot of times. We might see a congestion pricing law come into effect real soon. Stay tuned. We'll leave you with a couple quotes. This one by Will Rogers. Politics is not worrying this country 1/10 as much as where to find a parking space. Family, a social unit where the father is concerned with parking space, the children with outer space, and the mother with closet space. On that note, drive safe, be safe, and thanks for listening. All right. Thank you to our listeners. Thanks so much for listening and taking time to enjoy our podcast. If you like what you hear, hit that like button and get subscribed. And now it's time to bounce to the vocab. Alternate side parking. Parallel park. Parking meter. Parking ticket. Fire hydrant. Illegally parked. Overnight parking. Parking attendant. Valet parking. Rideshare service. Car service. Taxi. Commercial vehicle. Passenger vehicle. Maneuver. Booted. Towed. Bridge. Tunnel. Tolls. Come into effect. Congestion. Congestion pricing. Fairness issues. All right, you guys are awesome. We're always looking for ways to improve the show, add enhancements, make it better. You know the deal. Please write us, send us an email, and let us know. We're here for you. Peace. We'll be right back.